Courtship, written by Star of Winter and read by Corey Cathonia. For the fandom of Star Wars prequel trilogy. Rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. Featuring the relationship of Jango Fett / Obi-Wan Kenobi / Satine Crazy. And featuring the additional tags of courtship, Mandalorian courtship rituals, and domestic fluff. There was another one this morning. Obi-Wan looks utterly nonplussed as he says it, his lips thinning just a little as he shakes his head. Death Watch again, going by the markings on the armor. The guards are investigating now. It was baffling how their mysterious friend was getting in and out without being seen, and why they were leaving dead Death Watch members literally on the doorstep, like some sort of bizarre feline. He's courting us. Satine doesn't even look up from her datapad as she sips her calf. He nearly chokes on his own tea. Courting? He finally manages, looking over at her. And he? You know who this is? That gets her to look up, an elegant brow raised. It's a Mandalorian tradition, very old, and I asked him to stop killing them. There's absolutely no need for it. It's Jango, of course. Jango, the bounty hunter. Force help them all. Obi-Wan runs a hand over his beard as he sits back, resisting the urge to find the stock of Tahar he keeps. That is, shockingly, and very distressingly, not the worst image his mind has ever conjured, though now is not the time. Why? He asks with a sigh. Ben, have you looked in a mirror recently? I'm surprised you aren't getting marriage proposals from half the galaxy by now. Satine's voice is perfectly even, but he can see the faint dimples and the sparkle in her eyes as she hides a smile. Though, I suppose my claim on you is rather obvious. I am ever yours, dearest, and do not doubt your own very attractive qualities, he says with a smile and an arched brow of his own. Are you considering his proposal? She hums, going back to her datapad. Since he showed up in our bedroom and tried to kill me. Force. The two of you would be unstoppable. They would give him a heart attack before his 25th birthday. As though you didn't blush like a schoolboy when he showed up, with you and only your kute. Obi-Wan coughs and pointedly ignores her entirely unnecessary comment. He's a bounty hunter. While her intense pacifism had waned as the years passed and Mandalore started to recover from the wars waged in its past, he knows she still dislikes violence. Satine sighs but gives no other hint of her thoughts. And you are a Jedi. Somehow I managed to look past that, she teases, and he rolls his eyes at her. Really, though, there are few career choices for true Mandalorians. What few are left after Death Watch was through with them? Bounty hunting is honorable, and rather the least bloodthirsty choice he had, if my information about what happened to the Fett clan is correct. Of course she's been finding out what she can about their new friend? Suitor? Well, I have no objections. He probably should, but Satine was right when she teased him about finding Jango attractive. It's more than his appearance, though Force knows that's stunning. It's the way he carries himself, calm and utterly self-assured and dangerous. Obi-Wan is self-aware enough to know he has a preference for deadly beings. And if he wasn't, Anakin is quite happy to remind him. As is Shmi. And possibly Qui-Gon as well. Is there a way to return the interest? preferably without killing anyone. The sharp smile Satine gives him makes his heart skip a beat. Oh yes, he has a weakness for dangerous beings. The end.